It's not because I don't think I'm good at something that it's gonna stay that way my whole life. It's not like a talent, but everything in life is a skill you learn. Being confident is a skill you learn and something you practice. Feeling worthy is a skill you learn and something you practice. Being productive is a skill you learn and something you practice. Hello, I'm Mava, your host. Welcome to Glow on the Go. If you've been here before, welcome back. I'm so happy to have you here with me in 2023. And if you're new, welcome to the show. So before I get into what has been my biggest lesson of 2022 and what are a few of my intentions going into 2023, I wanted to catch you up a little bit on what I did during the holiday break because I saw so much content on like trying to get a head start on your year and just like don't start in 2023, start right now, you know? And I did not do that at all because for me, 2022 was such a heavy year and it was such a roller coaster of emotions that I just needed time to rest and let the year kind of sink in and reflect on everything that has been going on because I'm literally like not even the same person as I was in January 2022. I'm not even close to being that person. So I had to really take the time to see like, okay, what are the things I need to let go of? What are the things that are not like that don't apply to this new version that I am right now? And I kind of compared this to like if you're climbing, let's say, a mountain and this mountain is your life and you're climbing that mountain, if you're always rushing to like push forward and always rushing to get to the top of that mountain, you're gonna carry so much weight on your shoulders. And sometimes you're gonna have to just take a break and look at what's in your backpack and take out the things that don't serve you anymore so that you can climb the mountain without having so much weight. And at the end of the day, that's going to be so much easier for you. So that's kind of the way that I see it. And I think it's so important to understand that it's okay to take time for yourself. And if you didn't rush into 2023, if you didn't get a head start on the year and start all of your goals early, that is perfectly fine. It's okay if right now you still feel like you need to rest and you don't feel like you're ready for like the hustle of the year. And that's okay. You need that time for yourself and take as much time as you need to get back to it gradually and figure out what really is important for you this year. And if you need help with that, I just launched my first e-guide and I'm really happy and proud about it because not many people know this about me, but when I first started my Instagram account, it was actually a business account because back when the pandemic started, I used to make face masks and I used to sell them on like the page that I have right now. And anyways, it's always been such a dream of mine to own something and to make something, like, have my own business and something that's completely mine. And of course, my goal is not to make face masks anymore, not at all. And it's not, like, what lights me up. But I really like helping people trying to find, like, their own way, in a sense. And that's why I created this guide, because it helps you find your own personalized way of getting to your best self, since we all have a different, like, different lives, different goals, and all that. But I just added some like journal prompts and exercises and all that to guide you through it. And it's all inspired on like how I became my best self and on my journey. And so you can get that if you think it might help you. There's going to be a link in the description of this podcast, or there's more info like on my Instagram account. So without further ado, let's dive into my biggest lesson of 2022. And honestly, I think the biggest lesson I had was changing the perception I had of myself, because I don't think I realized how important it was. I always read so many books, listened to podcasts, and I was working so much on myself internally, But I never really stopped to be like, okay, but how do I perceive myself? And in some areas of my life, I would perceive myself in such a great way. And some others, like other areas of my life, I would perceive myself in a really negative way. So I had to kind of work on that to become more confident and to grow my self-worth. For example, I always saw myself as someone very organized, very disciplined, and all that. So when it came to like committing to new habits and committing to like organizing my homework, organizing my work, I always felt super confident in myself doing those things because I had this perception of myself that I was good at it. But when it came to talking with other people or try to connect with others and all that, I always perceived myself as someone who is like socially anxious and who's like awkward when it comes to like talking with others and all that. And because I had this perception of myself in that area of my life, I did not feel confident when it came to talking with other people and all that. But when I started to understand that I'm the only one who can decide how I perceive myself, well, isn't that like incredible? You can change the way you perceive yourself because it's all about you. It's all about how you choose to see yourself. And so I started to try it more. I started to talk with more people and try to see like, okay, but why do I feel like I'm socially anxious? Why do I feel like I don't know how to talk and connect with other people? And why do I feel like I'm not good at it? And then those things, I would notice them and work on them. And then I was like, okay, maybe right now I don't feel like I'm good at it, but it doesn't mean that that part of my life is like set in stone, you know? That part of my life can grow. And that's where like growth mindset comes in, where you believe that even if you're not good at something yet, you can always grow into something better. So, for example, if you think that you're someone who's lazy and you perceive yourself as lazy, try to understand that this is just something you are right now, but you can choose to not be like that in the future because you're constantly creating yourself and you're constantly like, you can change your perception of yourself at any time. And I feel like for me, the easiest way that I shift the perception of myself is by taking action. And yes, mindset work is so important and internal work in general is so important, but taking action is really what like sets you apart in a sense, because I was always the type who read a lot of books and all that. Actually creating changes in your behaviors are going to help you shift the perception you have of yourself. And you have to choose, like, who do you want to be? And then intentionally choose to, like, act in a way that goes with the person you want to be. And at the end of the day, like, you're going to see a change and you're going to see a shift in the way you feel. Being confident is a skill you learn and something you practice. Feeling worthy is a skill you learn and something you practice. Being productive is a skill you learn and something you practice. And with that growth came so much internal conflict as to who I was, because like I said, I was a type to never act. I was a type, like, I had limiting beliefs about I can't do that because I'm socially anxious, or I can't do that because like I'm not used to it. This is not how I'm supposed to act normally in the old version of myself. So something else that I learned this year was that you're always changing and you're always evolving, and your routines, your lifestyle, all those things are gonna have to change with you. And like my metaphor that I had at the beginning of the podcast, sometimes you're gonna have to unpack stuff from your bag, and it's not always going to be easy to do that, because sometimes you're going to be like, maybe I still need this. And you're going to try to hold on to things that are heavy and that you don't actually need to carry, but they just feel hard to let go of. And that's also a big reason on why I took the holiday break to reflect and everything, because I needed that time to just let go of the old version of myself. And I think it's so important to do that. Like, right now, just try to do that. Like, take a journal out and try to figure out, like, who you are. And try to figure out, like, okay, like, is this really me? Does this really apply to me and who I am? Or is this something that I was labeled, like, I was labeled that before, and so I try to, like, stick to it, but it's not me anymore. And trying to figure out that just reconnects you to your authentic self, and then it's easier to figure out, like, okay, but who do I want to be? Like, the person I am right now, I'm, like, this is my authentic self right now. Is this who I really want to be? And then it's easier to see, like, okay, what could be my goals? What do I need to change or improve? And this is also something that you're going to find in the recent e-guide that I launched. And there's, like, a bunch of journal prompts and exercises to help you do that if you want to go check it out. But yeah, doing that, it's just so helpful for your, like, overall growth. I honestly think that 2022 is the year I've grown the most. And like I said, I think a big part of that was taking action. And so in 2023, my intention for that year is to live more, because 2022 just made me realize how much staying in my own bubble and staying in, like, my internal work constantly and not actually going out and experiencing life is keeping me from so much growth. So in 2023, I really just want to live more and just get out there and experience life and just say yes to more things. And like I said, I used to be so socially anxious, but now I feel like I'm slowly overcoming that. And I honestly feel so proud of myself because, if I can say that, I'm pretty sure I can say that, but I feel so proud of myself because, like, now I just, it feels easy. Like, I go in a room and there's new people and I'll go up to them, or I go to the gym and sometimes just go up to people and we start chatting and all that. And it feels just natural to do that. And so since I've kind of overcome that fear more and more, it allows me to feel more confident in experiencing things. And I want to travel and cultivate as much knowledge as I can on the world. So, like, some of the things that are on my bucket list that I'll share with you is I really want to travel alone. I'm going to be 18 in 2 months and I'm so excited. I'm going to be grown. Anyhow, yeah, so I really want to go on, like, a solo travel and not too far away. I live in Montreal, Canada, so I would go to, like, maybe New York or Toronto, or just, like, a small kind of road trip to be completely on my own and just rely on myself 100%. And I just want to experience more things like that. And I just want to, like, surrender to life in a sense, kind of just let things happen and just let go of kind of what I think I know, because I feel like sometimes I think I know things and then I realize that I actually don't know that much. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes letting go of the idea that you know things and just accepting that sometimes maybe you're clueless allows you to grow so much more and gain so much more knowledge than trying to seem like you know everything. I also want to focus on being more kind of present with life. If you saw my last post on Instagram, I kind of wrote that because I wrote, like, stuff I'm bringing with me in 2023, and then I listed a few stuff. But I really want to be more present. And what I mean by that is just to let go of all the expectations I made up in my head. Like, if I'm going, let's say I do go to Toronto or New York, like I said, I wanted to do. I take that back. When I do go to Toronto and when I do go to New York, like I said, I was going to do, I don't want to have a bunch of expectations in my head on how it's supposed to go. I just want to be present with that experience and just fully, like, soak it in, you know? I don't want to live it and at the same time I have, like, expectations in my head of how it's supposed to go. I really want to let go of that and just surrender to, like, whatever happens and make the most out of it instead of trying to like escape the experience to create another one that in my head seems more perfect. I hope that makes sense, but I really want to be more present in that sense and more like in this reality and not as much in my head and always trying to make everything seem perfect, look perfect, and all that, because I feel like when you're always chasing that idea of making things perfect, you actually miss out on the perfect experience you're having because you think it should be something else. So this is really important for me this year. And if we go kind of content-wise and just more like Instagram, podcast, all of that, I feel like sharing this with you because you're literally the one listening to my stuff, so I want to share with you what I have in mind, what are my little plans, and give you a little bit of spoilers since you're listening to my podcast. Take this as me like saying thank you in a sense, giving you little spoilers for this year. So for the podcast, I plan on having one episode a week and maybe going up to two episodes because I'm starting to really get more comfortable with it and I really like it. What can I say? I really like it and I enjoy it and I feel like it gives me more space to give you more value. So I want to do more podcast episodes, stay more consistent with it, all about kind of wellness, giving you tips on your journey and sharing about like my own journey to try to inspire you. And I would really, really love to have a YouTube channel. And I would love that so much. Like, sometimes I just take my phone and I start vlogging my day and everything, and then I don't do anything about it. But this is the year that I actually do something about it, so we'll see when it happens. But I would really love to do that this year. And I'd love to share, like, advice on there, wellness stuff, kind of lifestyle content, morning routines, all that. So this is kind of what I have in mind so far as to content related. And I also have the self-love bucket list that I want to do on my Instagram, which is basically going to be every week I'm going to share something you can do to grow your self-love. And it's going to be kind of an activity. And then in the caption, I'm going to share how you can do it and alternatives and like why it's important to do it and share some tips, so that every week you have something that you can do for yourself. And I think the first first reel of that series is going to come out tomorrow, so I'm really excited about that. And that's pretty much it for the content. So basically 2023 is just living more, saying yes to life, and just going out of my comfort zone, trying things, and not being scared of things not going well, and just like, okay, it might not go well, I'm gonna learn from it and it's gonna be okay, and just opening myself to new experiences. I hope this podcast episode inspired you, gave you ideas, or made you feel closer to me, like you know me a little bit more. I will see you next week for the next episode. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful that you're here with me till the end. I love you so much.